to say it for the last time, or do you want me? The next minute's modern hit, Pulse 94.3 for about another 26 minutes or so.
Yeah, a little bit shorter for us because we have a little special retrospective that Bobby has worked extremely diligently on the past couple days leading up to this evening. And I was fortunate to hear it earlier tonight, and Bobby did a hell of a job on this.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I know you worked your butt off on it, and I hope everybody enjoys it. And
Bev, thanks for coming.
Thank you so much for having me. This was awesome.
Yes, it was. It was a great way to spend a Friday night. It was a great way to close out this awesome radio station.
And it was good. It was just good to be around friends.
Absolutely.
You know, and the nice thing was is that I didn't know any of you guys before I started working here. And now I do know you. And now I hang out with you. And that's
right.
You know, jobs come and go.
Here we go,
friends,
Mark.
Remain.
Time to say goodbye.
Thanks a lot, everybody.
April 28, 1999, at approximately 3:41 p.m., the management of WUPP Upcountry 94.3 met in a back hallway by the vending machine to discuss the future plans of the radio station.
I'm sick and tired of country music. It's dead. Let's rock. We need a change, but what are we going to call it?
The New Pulse. 94.3. The New Pulse. 94.3.
April 28, 1999, WUPP changed its format from upcountry to modern hits for 1 year, 102 days, 7 hours, 47 minutes, 3 seconds. WPLC has been a part of life in the Washington area. This is a tribute to the past 14 months.
Something new. Something different. Something exciting. Something modern is in the air.
Modern hits.
The music.
Pulse 94.3.
The new Pulse.
We here at the Pulse 94.3 wanted to take a moment and properly introduce ourselves. I said properly introduce ourselves. Hey, you guys, line up. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Stacey Lynn. Make sure you join me every weekday morning from 6 to 11. Come on, wake up with me. Everybody's doing it.
This is Jay St. Clair. Join me each workday from 11 till 3. And at 2, we've got the daily special on the Work Wide Web.
Hi, I'm Yvonne. Get ready for your rush hour. I'll put you behind the wheel every weekday afternoon from 3 to 8. On Fridays, we'll play your 10 best songs of the week on the Pulse Countdown to the Weekend.
Hey, everybody, this is Dave Michaels, and you can join me every weeknight. And remember that we take a little trip back in time with the Half Hour Retro Hour at 10.
Okay, now that everyone is acquainted, set that preset on your radio dial and put your finger on the new Pulse 94.3.
After careful thought and intensive research, the perfect morning show was never found.
Stacey Lynn Mornings, 94.3, The Pulse.
The Pulse, 94.3. That's Creed taking us a little bit higher. It's 7:35. Cloudy today and foggy. It's supposed to clear up. We might see some sun out there a little bit later today. High reaching 52. It's 40 right now. Hey, Lise. Did you know that you were actually on a question of our Who Wants to Win a Frigidaire
contest? I didn't.
And the guy got it right.
And he won the Frigidaire?
Well, no, not yet.
Oh,
the drawing for the refrigerator is on Friday.
And did we find out if it's the kind of refrigerator that has a little thing in so you can get water and ice in the door?
I haven't found out.
I love those things.
It's a really good refrigerator.
Does it have a light bulb in it?
But it's got an ATM built in.
Oh, yeah, it's really cool. But Lisa, someone qualified, though, because they knew that your name was Lisa Baden, and it wasn't You Turn You Wanda. or Backup Betty.
You Turn You Wanda.
So check this
Lane
out.
Closure.
In Illinois last week, Aurora, Illinois, some thieves made off with 37,000 pounds of Kool-Aid mix.
Why?
Why? I don't know. They said a 48-foot trailer full of Kool-Aid worth about $25,000 was taken right off
$25,000
worth of Kool-Aid. Great value of Kool-Aid.
Great value. Yeah, right, Bob. Hey, man, can you call in my peeps for me so I need to get some
Kool-Aid. I got to unload some of this Kool-Aid right now.
Police have absolutely no suspect. I know. It's like, is there a black market for 37,000 pounds of Kool-Aid? Who are these people?
I sell it in little baggies.
See, you know? I think that they'd be able to find them because they're the ones that would have, like, the red, you know, stained upper lip, you know, or the blue stained upper lip from the Kool-Aid.
Who steals Kool-Aid?
I don't know.
What is up with that?
I don't know. I thought it was funny, though. Hey, at least it wasn't cocaine.
Right.
Right. I'd rather them steal Kool-Aid. Hey, Lisa, I'm not sure if you have this in your report, but you're so efficient, I'm sure you do. We had a listener call in saying that 29 is a total complete nightmare from Warrington to 66, and get off on 15 if you can, she said.
Oh, good.
Tell
Thanks,
us
man.
More. Tell us more.
Well, you know, we're grounded this morning because of the fog, so I'm glad you brought that up.
CCN Mornings, 94.3 The Pulse.
How about we bring in our second contestant for the Lenny Kravitz sing-along contest. He is a 17-year-old self-acclaimed comedian and Michael Douglas look-alike who aspires to have naked pictures taken of him on a boat with Catherine Zeta-Jones. Currently, he's performing at the Catlett Comedy Club. Give it up for Intern Doogie.
Yeah!
American woman, stay away from me. American woman, let me be. Don't come hanging round my door.
Doogie.
I don't want to see your face
Doogie.
No more. I have more important things to do. Spend my time going on with you now.
Baby.
Stay away.
Corrupting a 17-year-old. Yes.
94.3. The new Pulse.
Hi, The Pulse.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. Who's this?
This is George.
Hey, guess what, George?
What's that?
You are caller number 9.
I am.
Yeah, you're going to play Who Wants to Win a Frigidaire.
Okay.
You know the rules of the game?
Yes.
All right. Well, we are going to start fresh. It's day 6, and we'll go to question number 1 for a CD prize pack. Who wants to win a Frigidaire?
Okay.
Hey, remember, you have that lifeline, too.
Uh-huh.
That's Silent Bob. So if you ever need some help, you can check in with him. Question number 1. What is the name of our morning traffic goddess? Is it A, U-Turn Uwanda? Is it B, Lisa Baden? C, Rubberneck Rita? Or is it D, Backup Betty? George?
Yeah, I'm thinking, can you say him again? I knew it when you said it.
Yep, A was U-Turn Uwanda.
Nope.
B was Lisa Baden.
Nope.
C was Rubberneck Rita. And D was Backup Betty.
B.
B, Lisa Baden?
Yep.
You confident about this, George?
Yep.
Is that your final answer?
That's it.
Lisa Baden is correct. You've won yourself a CD prize pack. Good job. We'll go on to question number 2.
Okay.
George, you got to get a little bit more excited here.
I'm fine. I just woke up.
I mean, this is a big deal.
Okay.
You're going for $50 worth of free gas.
$50 in free gas,
give,
huh?
Give me like a woohoo or something.
Woohoo!
All right. Here's question number 2. Finish the phrase. 2 all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a...
Bun.
Let me go through your choices here, George. You're jumping ahead. Day old bread... B, French baguette. C, sesame seed bun. Or D, poppy seed bagel.
D. Seed. Sesame Seed Bun.
And you're confident about that?
I'm confident about it.
You're feeling good.
I'm feeling great.
Is that your final answer?
Sure is.
George, you are correct, my friend. You've won $50 worth of free gas.
Woohoo!
There we go. Let's move on to question number three. And do I take it you have children?
Yes.
Okay. I heard some in the background. This is for a free skating party from Planet Splash and Play in Chantilly. And if you get this one correct, of course, you go on to the drawing for the brand new refrigerator.
Okay.
And if you have a trouble with this, of course, you can ask Silent Bob. He is your lifeline.
Got it.
Her feature film debut was in the 1993 bomb, Just One of the Girls, with Corey Haim. Was it A, Alanis Morissette, B, Tracy Chapman, C, Lisa Loeb, or D, Britney Spears?
Bob, where you at?
I'm right here.
Hey, okay, ma'am, help me out.
Bob is what, wow. 5 for 5?
This is a tough one. I'm thinking it's either A, Alanis Morissette, or B, Tracy Chapman. I'm leaning a little more towards Alanis than Tracy, but that's the way I'm going.
George?
Gotcha. I'll say Alanis.
You're going to go with Bob.
Yep.
He's got a good track record.
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking it's A, but I'm not 100% confident.
Okay. I'll go with you, Bob.
A, Alanis Morissette.
Yep.
Feeling good about it?
I'm feeling good about it. Thank you.
George, you really confident?
Uh-huh.
You are correct.
Good. Thanks, Bob. Hey, ma'am, I owe you beer.
You're welcome.
Hey, Alanis Morissette is correct. Congratulations, my friend.
Okay.
You have won a CD prize pack, $50 worth of free gas, a free skating party from Planet Splash and Play in Chantilly. Now, you're qualified for that state-of-the-art, brand-new refrigerator. We're going to do that drawing on Friday morning.
Okay.
Tell me what your favorite radio station is.
The Pulse 94.3 Modern Hits for today.
He's very complete with that.
Plug the station.
I really
maybe.
Very good, George. Excellent, my friend. And very good, Silent Bob.
You almost got me there.
6 for 6. And, I mean, you're 6 for 6. We have 6 winners. I'm feeling good. This is great.
This
is a ratings winner.
I'm telling you.
I feel it. I feel it. Day 7 tomorrow, your shot at winning CD prize pack, $50 worth of free gas, and a $50 gift certificate to ABC Baby Toys and Things in Stafford, Virginia. Then, of course, you can go on to win that brand new state-of-the-art refrigerator. It's 7:25, the Pulse 94.3. Today's modern hits for the adult.
For adults and all that good stuff.
Thanks, George, for plugging us like that.
Pulse 94.3 Daily Special brought to you by Budweiser.
Modern Hits, The Pulse 94.3. We are in the middle of the Daily Special, which is being brought to you by Budweiser. I'm Scott Nicolino. Well, since today is Survivor Wednesday and all, yep, that reality-based show hits the airwaves again tonight on the Boob Tube on CBS. I got a 3-fer for you today from the group Survivor. Here's the best-known hit these guys ever have and, well, will ever have. It's Eye of the Tiger on the Daily Special on the Pulse 94.3. Modern Hits on the Pulse 94.3. There you go, the Goo Goo Dolls with Broadway. I'm Scott Nicolino. Well, if you would like to roll around on the floor laughing, you got to go to the Improv. If you've been there recently, you can get info by calling them at 202-296-7008 or checking them out online at dcimprov.com.
Pulse 94.3, heavy sighs of relief. Here we're coming from all over the nation's capital, Maryland and Virginia. Yes, made it through Monday now. The hard part, getting home through traffic. I've got your updates for you.
Good afternoon, Beverly Farmer with his Pulse traffic update.
Listen to what your friends are saying about the new Pulse 94.3.
I love you.
It's great.
I love this station.
The music you play is awesome.
Hi, I love the Pulse.
I love the Pulse.
We're so glad you're here.
I listen every day.
I love your station.
It's great.
I love this station.
Awesome.
You have a great station. Love it.
I love the Pulse.
You guys blow away some of the other radio stations because you play all cool music.
What's your favorite radio station playing today's modern hits?
94.3.
The new Pulse. 94.3.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Polyester Palace. Let's hit the dance floor.
Night Fever from the Polyester Palace on the Pulse 94.3.
94.3, the new Pulse.
Today's Modern Hits, The Pulse 94.3. That's brand new from Third Eye Blind, The Pulse New Music Spotlight. It is Deep Inside of You.
That's actually a pretty song.
It is a pretty song. I wonder what he was thinking about. Good morning.
Get your mind up the gutter.
My mind lives in the gutter.
I know.
Congratulations. Jim Brown called.
Jim Brown.
Jim Brown called, wanted to go to the concert, the Third Eye Blind. Jim Brown, can you believe that?
I can't believe that. Jim Brown called us. Wow.
Oh, it wasn't that Jim Brown.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, bummer.
Jim Brown called, and so did Rochelle Nold. Rochelle, of course, Rochelle, the famous rental by George Costanza on Seinfeld. And Rochelle, a little bit excited.
Well, that's good, though. She said she had never won anything before,
yeah.
So.
And she also wouldn't shut up so I could answer her questions.
Oh, jeez.
She just kept, it was rat-a-tat-tat, rat-a-tat-tat, rat-a-tat-tat with the question. I'm like, okay. Couldn't get a word in edgewise. That's good, though. It's good. It's good when they're that excited and
yes,
that happy.
We like to see that.
Yep. Very good. Do you like philosophy, Bob?
You know, I took a philosophy class in college.
Did you?
They made us take it.
Okay.
Do you like it?
I actually have a philosophical edge to me.
Okay.
I would say so.
Then you guys both probably know the Confucius.
Mm-hmm.
One of the great philosophers
yes.
of all humankind.
Absolutely.
I have some of his philosophizing ideas.
Okay. Lay some on us.
Confucius say, baseball wrong. Man with four balls cannot walk.
Oh, jeez. See, I beg to differ.
Confucius say, virgin like balloon, one prick, all gone.
These are not funny.
Okay, put Carol's mic down.
Hey.
What else you got? Come on.
Confucius say, a bird in hand makes it hard to blow nose.
Oh.
Did you write these?
No.
No.
Of Confucius did.
No, Confucius did not.
Confucius say, 7-day honeymoon make whole week.
All right, that's bad.
I think they're terrible.
That's bad.
The first one
was funny because I like baseball, but...
What?
The first one was funny.
The first one was funny. I like baseball, but, you know, you've gone downhill.
So. I haven't gone downhill.
Oh, yeah, you have. You're
I'm just
rock
reading
bottom
these.
Right now,
Do
pal.
Not shoot the messenger.
Only if the messenger chooses to read these.
But the messenger is broadcasting
things.
This over live radio. Therefore,
and how does it feel? How does it feel, Mark, to be the brunt of other people's jokes?
And what have you two prepared for the program this morning?
Nothing that bad.
Nothing that good either. Listen. I'm not the one that comes to do the news, and I have no idea what commercial I'm reading.
Oh, I still don't. Let's see. Oh, yeah.
Hey,
I'm all
Bob,
set here.
You want to hear my imitation of Carol?
Yeah, okay. No. You can take that one better. Wait a minute. Where's that spot I need?
Where? It's for cable TV. No, it's not. No. It's for a colostomy bag. Yes. Hi, this is Carol Thayer. When I'm on the go and I can't always stop and do the things I need to do. All right, 7:57 right now. There's Carol with the news.
Thanks, guys. Thank you, darlings.
Enough said.
Shut up.
I rest my case. You got it.
I had GNC.
You got a commercial from April.
Hey, let's pretend tomorrow's Tuesday, okay? Looking.
Okay. All right.
Look, modern hits.
Great music for today and tomorrow.
And I can't think of anything more fitting than to share with you the words from that song now.
Pulse.
94.3.
The new Pulse.
Hey, this is Lisa Baden. Wanted to say goodbye to everybody and tell you that on the highway of life, remember, there are many twists and turns. So go with the flow, wear your seatbelt along the way, and be flexible. You're gonna be, damn it. Thanks a lot, and thanks for listening all these years.
Get it!
us at the very beginning all the way till tonight. We want to say thanks. Thank you for listening. Thanks for hanging in there with us. We appreciate it. And we hope you enjoyed the time we all had together. Who knows, maybe we can all get together and do it again sometime. Thanks, everybody. Take care of yourselves. And take care of somebody else.
I've been around and down so many times, but you're not there. Somebody told me that you've been taken off the air. Well, you were my favorite DJ, since I can't remember when. You always played the best record. You never followed any trend. FM, AM, where are you? You gotta be out there somewhere on the dial. Around the dial, FM, AM, where are you? You gotta be out there somewhere on the dial.
Lynn, and I want to say a fond goodbye to a short-lived station that made me feel so welcome and so missed.
Where did you go, Mr. DJ? Or did they take you off the air?
Some fine memories. Okay, nicknaming Bob Silent Bob, because Boss Man said, told me to do it all by myself, that Bob could not speak, and just let Bob handle the technical side. The silent nickname stuck, however, although I slowly brought Bob's voice in the mix more and more each day, and Boss Man said, of course, yelled at me.
I'm gonna find you, track you down, gonna keep on searching around and around and around and around.
Getting to know the most talented and cool traffic chick in town, Lisa Baden, and shocking her and appalling her more and more each day. And, of course, you, the loyal listeners, with the constant calls and emails, always supportive and ready to jump into a good topic or a good game. And after I left, still dropping me a line to check in and say, hey, the Pulse will be missed.
So, all you guys over at WPLC, the Pulse, this is big news for you guys. This is really big news that you're going to go hasta la vista. But you know what? As Lisa said, in the great road, in the highway of life, there are lots of twists and turns. And this is big news. This is big news. We're going to miss you a lot. And I'll miss working with you, you guys, and Bobby and Mark. And I will see you very soon, I hope. And thank you, listeners, for listening. You have been loyal and wonderful, and we'll miss you. Thanks.
It's Bobby Mason. I'm the music director, assistant program director, and half of the Mark and Bob morning show. I've been at this radio station since the beginning. I've gone through three morning show hosts, Stacy in the beginning, and then that guy in the middle, and now working with a really great friend of mine. We've had a ton of fun here. I can remember just all kinds of great things, whether it was going to Chicago and hanging out with Bon Jovi, or taking listeners backstage at Merriweather to hang out with Jewel or Lenny Kravitz or Smash Mouth, or the Fairfax Fair with Los Lobos and Jennifer on Sunday. I just want to say thanks to everybody I worked with: Sid Abel, Rick Scharf, Mark Kreider, Stacy Lynn, Debbie Page Maples, Anthony Krikus. Everybody who worked here, thank you so much. It's been a blast the past year bringing modern hits to the Washington, D.C. area. I've done a lot, seen a lot, and definitely learned a lot. We've had our fun, and now it's over. From all of us at the Pulse 94.3, goodbye. WPLC, Warrenton, Washington. The future has come to this.
falta muy pocas horas. La nueva 94.3 Amor FM. WPLC, Warrington. Falta muy pocas horas. La nueva 94.3 Amor FM. Falta muy pocas horas. La nueva 94.3 Amor FM. 94.3 Amor FM ya llegó para quedarse, reafirmando con orgullo el crecimiento hispano en el área metropolitana de Washington. Todo empezará este sábado 1 de julio. A partir del 1 de julio, el AM será cosa del pasado. 94.3 Amor FM, convirtiendo en historia lo que ayer fue noticia. Con los números y las letras de 94.3 Amor FM, nos inscribimos para siempre en la historia como la primera emisora FM 24 horas en español de Washington. Otra emisora que Mega Communications regala a la comunidad latina. 94.3 hizo el amor en FM y Washington lo disfruta. Falta muy pocas horas. La nueva 94.3 Amor FM. Falta muy pocas horas. La nueva 94.3 Amor FM. Falta muy pocas horas. La nueva 94.3 Amor FM.